Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, where we dive into the latest stories shaping the world of marketing, media, and brand strategy. Today, we've got a lineup that spans the surging value of women's sports, the evolving retail landscape at Macy's, and the latest viewership trends across TV and cable news. Plus, we'll take a moment to reflect on the unique branding legacy of Chuck Norris. Let's get into it. Let's start with a huge milestone for women's sports advertising, as reported by Adweek. The NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament is not just making headlines on the court, it's setting records in the ad world, too. Disney revealed that ad inventory for the tournament is well sold, with at least one 30-second spot for the championship game on April 5th going for $1.5 million. That's a new high, and the second year in a row that ad rates have crossed the $1 million mark. Danielle Brown, SVP of Sports Brand Solutions at Disney Advertising, explained that this spike is driven by inventory scarcity, surging demand, and explosive audience growth. The regular season for women's college basketball saw a 72% revenue jump from 2 years ago, and this year's tournament is up 134% from the same period. The 2026 tournament boasts 151 unique advertisers across 66 categories, with heavy hitters like Capital One, Intuit TurboTax, Coca-Cola, and AT&T as sponsors. ESPN is also leveraging streaming, social, and creator partnerships, with TikTok's Katie Feeney set to offer the first-ever Creator Cam at the Final Four and Championship game. According to WPP Media's new Women's Sports Playbook report, ad impressions for women's sports are up 79% year-over-year, and engagement rates are 20% higher than on non-sports broadcasts. Total investment in women's sports is estimated to have grown nearly 70% to $127 million. Disney's Brown summed it up: "We're seeing these games drive search results, impact, and conversion. The message is clear. Women's sports are now a primetime marketing opportunity, and the brands are following the audience." Switching gears to retail, Macy's, Inc. is looking to artificial intelligence as it faces a cautious outlook for 2026, according to Glossy. Macy's just posted its 2025 results, with comparable sales up 1.5% and net sales hitting $21.8 billion. But projections for 2026 are flat, with expectations ranging from a 0.5% drop to a 0.5% increase. As part of its ongoing transformation, Macy's will continue closing underperforming stores, 65 more this year, out of a planned 150. The company is betting on AI to drive efficiency and improve customer experience across supply chain, merchandising, marketing, call centers, and omnichannel operations. CEO Tony Spring emphasized that Macy's sees AI as a way to blend technology and data science with a human touch, creating a more relationship-oriented business. Notably, Bloomingdale's, one of Macy's brands, posted a standout 7.4% comparable sales growth in 2025, while Bluemercury saw growth driven by fragrance and dermatological skincare. Macy's is also focusing on experiential retail, with plans for both large-scale and local events, including the 100th anniversary of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which drew 34 million viewers and over 3 billion social impressions last year. The company's Reimagine locations, targeting middle and upper-income shoppers, will expand to 200 stores. Despite these efforts, Macy's is bracing for consumer caution amid uncertain macroeconomic and geopolitical conditions, taking a prudent approach to its 2026 guidance. Now, let's talk TV news ratings, courtesy of Adweek's TV Newser. For the week of March 9th, all three major evening news shows, ABC World News Tonight, NBC Nightly News, and CBS Evening News, saw week-to-week declines in both total viewers and the key adults 25 to 54 demo. ABC's World News Tonight with David Muir held onto its title as the most-watched newscast, averaging 8.478 million viewers and 1.033 million in the demo, though both figures were down 5% and 6% respectively from the previous week. NBC Nightly News with Tom Lamers came in second, with 6.514 million viewers, down 6% in total viewers and 10% in the demo. CBS Evening News slipped below 4 million viewers, landing at 3.845 million and 468,000 in the demo, down 7% and 8% week over week. The switch to daylight saving time might have played a role here, as later sunsets can shift viewing habits. Notably, ABC's lead over CBS is now the largest it's been in at least 34 years. Year over year, ABC and NBC have grown their audiences, but CBS has seen declines, especially in the 25 to 54 demo, where it's down 21%. The competition remains fierce, but the audience is evolving. On the cable side, the story is similar, but with a twist, also reported by Adweek. Despite ongoing conflict in the Middle East, which has impacted the US economy, cable news viewership actually dropped across the board for the week of March 9. Fox News led primetime with 2.791 million viewers but was down 10% from the week before, and its adults 25 to 54 demo fell by 21%. MSNBC, referred to as MS Now in the article, averaged 1.157 million primetime viewers, down 15%, and CNN had 820,000, down 22%. The declines were even sharper in the demo, with CNN's primetime 25 to 54 audience down 32%. Fox News still dominated the most watched cable news shows, holding 13 of the top 15 spots, with The 5 leading at 3.934 million viewers. In the demo, Gutfeld was number one, averaging 395,000 viewers. MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show and The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell made appearances in the top 15, while CNN's Newsnight with Abby Phillip just cracked the list. Compared to the same week last year, Fox and CNN saw declines in the demo, but MSNBC's demo numbers actually grew year over year. It's a reminder that even during major global events, audience attention is fragmented and shifting. Finally, let's take a moment to acknowledge a true icon of American branding. Adweek paid tribute to Chuck Norris, who passed away on March 19 at the age of 86. Norris's journey from martial arts master to Hollywood actor, and later, a unique brand ambassador, is a testament to the power of persona in marketing. While he may not have reached the blockbuster heights of Schwarzenegger or Stallone, Norris's tough guy image, legendary roundhouse kick, and heroic roles made him a pop culture giant. In the last 25 years of his life, he leaned into this persona, working with brands from Toyota to Glock, and becoming a meme legend along the way. As DJ Ill will put it in a Facebook post, "Chuck Norris, the only person I expected to defeat death." Norris's legacy is a reminder that authenticity, humor, and self-awareness can turn a personal brand into something truly enduring. That's all for today's brief. From the surging value of women's sports to the cautious optimism at Macy's and the shifting sands of TV and cable news, it's clear that audiences, and brands, are in a state of constant evolution. And as Chuck Norris showed us, sometimes the most powerful brand is one built on authenticity and a wink. Stay sharp, keep questioning, and we'll see you tomorrow for more insights on The Brief by Kuro House.